from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Line drive, base hit center field. One run scores. Myers being held up. Astros take the lead on a Mauricio Dubon base hit to center.
Doobie.
Ground ball. One big hop to Bregman. Takes his time, throws a strike. Astros with an 8-game winning streak. Win 8 in a row on this road trip. Josh Hader, a 2-inning victory in this 2-1 extra inning game where the Astros had a total of 2 hits tonight.
That's a sign of good teams, man. You find different ways to win. 2 hits, no problem. Astros 2-1 over the Rays, the 2 hits, a Jeremy Pena home run, and then that base hit that you just heard from Mauricio Dubon. Todd Callis and Jeff Blum on the call, and the Astros take care of business. 2-1 in 10 innings. The Astros now, Seth, 2.5 games in front of the Seattle Mariners. Man, what must they be saying in Seattle right now? Seattle had a 10-game lead on the Astros less than 2 months ago. The Astros, they made up that deficit a month ago. Like, they've been in this back and forth with Seattle since the middle of July, and now it feels like, man, the Astros are on the cusp of a real opportunity here coming up with the White Sox coming into town starting tomorrow. The Astros off today. The Mariners play again today, right, against the Tigers,
yep,
if I'm not mistaken?
The Tigers today, then they have 3 games against the Pirates and then 3 games against the Dodgers.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So
there's opportunity afoot, Sean.
Big time opportunity, yeah, to maybe put a little daylight between the Astros and the Mariners.
Yeah, so last night, I actually am grateful for these last couple games because I always find it hard to dredge up hatred for the Rays. But after Altuve in his first at-bat on consecutive nights has a baseball thrown at his head, I'm ready to go. I now despise the Rays and everything they've instructed their pitchers to do.
Mm-hmm.
So Blanco, to his credit, went right at Yandy Diaz the first time Yandy Diaz was up at bat. So that was nice.
Yeah.
But yeah. So this 8-game run is like what we had talked about just a little over a week ago. Is that, hey, this is a team that's been there. Look, they had a really bad stretch. They had a really nice surge. And then in between, they've been a .500 baseball team. Mm-hmm. But that's what most good baseball teams are. They're a .500 baseball team that has a few surges during the year.
Yeah.
So in the middle of one of their surges,
yeah,
extend this damn surge as long as possible. Yainer Diaz, continue to be absolutely glorious in the clutch. Alex Bregman, finally, you started playing like you want that money.
Yes.
Go get that money, young man.
Yeah.
Go get that young
get
money.
Paid.
Yes, go get that money, young man. Yes.
Yeah, young man.
I said, go get that young money.
Go
that
get
sounds, that. That could be creepy.
That
I don't know
weird.
What that is. I don't even know what that means, but it's probably something bad.
That sounds weird. It's been good. And honestly, the only loss on this entire road trip was that walk-off home run at the beginning of that Rangers series, right? That extra inning walk-off home run from Smith in that the very first game of the road trip, and then they won the next 8 games after that. The most significant thing last night was Renell Blanco.
Yes.
Looking like the Blanco that had everybody debating whether or not he should have been on the All-Star team this year. Six innings, six very clean innings. Two hits, no walks, which is big because Blanco has had control issues at times, and then four strikeouts. Had to leave the game after only 73 pitches. I mean, an efficient outing for Renell Blanco. 73 pitches in six innings. Had to leave the game, though, because on the last play of the bottom of the sixth, a line drive came back up the middle and glanced off his pitching hand, and so he got taken out of the game. Close game, too. So he was obviously hurting because it was a 1-0 game. It was 5-0, you just come out. But it's 1-0 game, he comes out. Joe Espada was asked about that following the game last night.
So that ball hit him like in the index finger. And when he came in, sore, kind of lost some feel to it, kind of numbed. So I thought that was, you know, best time just to take him out of the game. He did get some x-rays, came out negative. He's good to go, you know. So a bit sore, but, you know, he threw the ball really well.
Okay. So nothing to see here.
He hadn't pitched six innings in a game since July 14th.
Yeah.
And he just started to look like he was showing some wear and tear. And, you know, for the reasons they had to pull him in some of those games. I think you bring Kikuchi in, you bring Verlander back, you're able to give Blanco an extra rest day here or there. And maybe he's found his groove again.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's as simple as that. He's already pitched more innings this season than he ever has in his major league career. So that's going to continue to be something that's an obstacle or something to monitor that he has to fight through. But this was a very, very good sign last night. Plus, Sean, I feel like you didn't quite do that hit to his hands service. That was scary as hell.
Yeah, it was scary.
When he got that line drive, it looked like it hit him in the noggin at first. That was terrifying. So the fact that it was just a hand at first, and that he didn't look overly alarmed by it.
Yeah.
You know, he looked like it was sore. And he was kind of checking out as he was walking off the mound. He didn't look all that distraught in the dugout afterwards. So hopefully it's not even a bad bruise.
Dana Brown, man. Like, I started thinking after last night, because we should also point out the other big development last night. Josh Hader came in. Josh Hader came in a non-save situation and looked like save situation Hader. If you look at Josh Hader's splits this year, mm-hmm. You look at his ERA and his splits in save situations and non-save situations, it gives the forensics of a man who just doesn't give a crap in non-save situations. Like, his ERA is
he protesting his usage there?
Is he saying,
you want to bring me in a non-save situation?
Right,
fine,
right,
here's
right,
what you get.
Right.
Run after home run after home run.
That's right. So, but last night comes in and gives you the ninth and gives you the tenth. And with the rules the way they are now, where most of these games end in the tenth inning, these, you know, with the ghost runner on second, having a guy like Hader who is willing to and able to go out and keep the game a tie in the ninth and then close the thing out in the tenth is a major, major weapon for this team. And I get thinking about Dana Brown when, like, the Josh Hader signing, which I think has a lot of Jim Crane's fingerprints on it too, but Dana Brown's the GM, so we're going to put it on his ticket. But the Josh Hader signing is starting to look like it's working out so far.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We'll see. It's a 5-year deal. And so you got that, the Kikuchi trade, which was widely panned by many, including myself. Mm-hmm. Three starts in, looks pretty good. And Renell Blanco. We need to point out that it was Dana Brown's idea to put Renell Blanco, or treat Renell Blanco at least, in spring training like a starting pitcher. Where would this team be without Renell Blanco right now in the performance he had early in the season?
The interesting thing about Kikuchi is that, okay, obviously, even though I was starting to lose faith in the Astros pitching staff, development, analytics crew and everything, I wondered if maybe they'd lost too many nerds to other teams.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of it is that you got to bring in guys who are also very receptive to all of that. And the Astros have very good word of mouth around in pitching circles.
Oh, yeah.
Like, most
oh, yeah.
pitchers feel like, all right, yeah, you go to Houston and they get you right. Or at least that's your best chance of getting right. But it's also got to be the kind of guy that can really absorb it and, you know, make use of the recommendations they're giving. It seems like Kikuchi is all in on all of this. Like, mm-hmm. All these reports, everything you hear is that he just loves being in this environment and this culture with all the resources they have and the way the pitchers help each other and everything else like that. I'm feeling better and better about exactly how they're going to perhaps get the absolute best out of Kikuchi, including the other night. Because remember, after his first outing versus the Rays, I was nervous that, okay, well, he showed up and he threw a lot more changeups to a team that had seen the Rays had seen a certain version of Kikuchi a lot because he was pitching for the Blue Jays. So maybe it was just an ambush. He went out two nights ago and pulled back on the change.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Change up usage. Yep. So there's definitely more to it than just one simplified ambushing of a team or his first couple promising starts. He's got a groove going now with the Astros.
Little cat and mouse game with the Tampa Bay Rays and Yusei Kikuchi. I like it. Texture pointing out, they're downplaying Blanco getting hit in the hand. That's what they said about Kyle Tucker.
Why'd you have to bring that up, bro?
Right. I think he's fine.
I said I thought Kyle Tucker was fine the next day.
No, but Kyle Tucker was like down for a while and limping around. Like Blanco's walking off the mound, chit chatting with Yiner Diaz, looking down at his hand. Like he was.
Yeah, but you know how these things go.
No,
you take a 107 mile per hour exit velocity hit off your after the heel of your hand. I don't know.
Okay, so you're somewhere in between me and this texter that I'm about to read when it comes to Ranel Blanco. I'm like, no big deal.
Yeah.
This guy says probably means he needs Tommy John surgery for his sore little finger.
I'm half expecting to hear that Kyle Tucker somehow gets Tommy John on his
right?
knee.
Yeah.
The first ever, there go the Astros, reinventing baseball again. They're going to do a Tommy John on his knee.
That's right. What's taking so long? We're having a hard time finding cadaver ACLs. Yeah.
It has been interesting this last week especially, or during this 8-game stretch. You see more and more things coming across my social media feed of the national baseball shows basically saying, oh, here we go again. Yep, that's, yep, nope, this is what,
oh,
they,
about
this
the,
is
Astros?
What the Astros do.
Yeah.
Like, it was, we knew that it was just too good to be true after that horrendous start that they had that somehow they wouldn't figure out a way to fight their way back into it.
I'll have to go back. I know Jim Bowden was one of them. I think Ken Rosenthal was too. There were a few national people that were still, like, even at their worst, even when they were haggard with no makeup and clumps of hair ripped out and scars on their face and they looked ugly, there were a few national people like, yeah, whatever, just sit back. They'll be in the mix soon enough.
Well, it is there. I mean, there is something to it. There's validity to talking about the back of the baseball card when you're talking about current guys who are still very much in their prime.
Mm-hmm.
And there was enough on both the pitching and hitting side early in the season that was just flat out, you know, you can't reasonably expect that Alex Bregman, Jose Altuve, and Yordan Alvarez are going to have their career worst year in one same year. Maybe it happens with one of them or something, but when you're back in May thinking about this, but it's just not going to happen with everybody.
Well, if someone had told you in spring training, if someone had told you in spring training that in the middle of August, the rotation would be Framber Valdez, Hunter Brown as your two. Ronel Blanco, Yusei Kikuchi, who wasn't on the team at the time, and then Spencer Arrighetti, that would be your five. I would guess that this is a team that's probably 10 games out of first place, that's several games out of a playoff spot. And and I guess that's where you credit Joe Espada. That's where you credit the pitching coaching staff, Miller and Murphy, the law offices of Miller and Murphy, on keeping this thing together. Two entities, the manager and the pitching coaches, that were very much under fire early in the season. I, at one point, was out on Joe Espada. I am now banging on the door saying, will you let me back in, Joe Espada? I like the cut of your jib. I like what you're doing. But that this is the five-man rotation that they're using right now. Because there's no Javier in here. There's no Urquidy. There's no Verlander right now. Like, it's pretty remarkable. They're 10 games over 500 when you frame it that way.
I think the thing about the – okay, so the people who are saying, well, just wait on, you know, the Astros, it'll swing back around for you. When they were saying that, that was before Urquidy and Javier had gotten their Tommy Johns.
Yes, that's true.
There's been a transition there where they got better in a lot of ways, even as they were still getting decimated with the pitching. So there's that. I guess in some regards, we're spoiled because we've seen offenses like the 2019 offense,
right,
where you basically had two full, you had two top of the rotations in your, two top of your batting orders in a batting order.
Yeah. Yeah.
You had like your first four guys, yeah, and then it was almost like you had another lead off another, you know, another top four guys. Like, we were spoiled with that. But like Alex Bregman. So Alex Bregman, as bad and as horrendous as he was, if you're thinking about, okay, reasons you shouldn't have panicked going back in time, if I could go back in time and say, all right, Alex Bregman will go on a tear, and like, this is how bad it was, as good as Bregman has been as of late, he's still just below his career worst season in OPS.
His OPS isn't even at 800 yet, I don't think.
It's at 764. His worst was 777 in 2021.
Yeah, yeah. It was awful.
Which was, it was really, it was bad. It was bad. Like, by OPS plus, he's like one above that year. So he's like, he's basically right now, he's played, it's interesting, he only played 91 games that season. Yeah. So Bregman being what he is, where he has long droughts and then long good stretches, maybe he would have played his way back into that.
That he missed half the season, yeah.
So like, over the first 91 games this season, this year was even worse than that.
Oh, yeah.
So this was by far his worst stretch of, like, baseball, like the worst stretch of a baseball season he'd had. But he's fought his way back to getting closer to where he has been historically. He's not quite up there yet, but he's very close.
Yeah, the top of this order has been carrying this team lately. Not last night, obviously. You had a Peña home run. They only got two hits last night. But it was cool to see. I mean, these are games they were losing earlier this season, and they're up 2.5 now on the Seattle Mariners. And I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of keeping an eye on where they are against Minnesota after the way that I was treated by Minnesota fans back in early July. And they were like, oh, your sad-ass non-playoff baseball team, we are in the play. Because that was when I went at, you know, they cheered Altuve getting beaned on the hand at a game I was at. So I've kept all the receipts from Minnesota. They're two games back of the Twins right now. So 65 and 55. The Twins are 67 and 53. I'm just keeping an eye on that. That's all. That's a me thing. I don't expect the listeners to really hyper care about that kind of thing.
And the Twins are 4.5 games back from the Guardians. So
they're a wild card team. We're a division leader. I don't know if you know.
Yeah. Sorry about it. Yeah. Sorry about it, Twins.
Yeah.
We don't care. Yes, it's the AL West, but still.
Yes.
But still.
Verlander tonight in Corpus Christi. That's the big thing for the Stros tonight. Stros off tonight, Verlander start in Corpus Christi. And then I would expect, if that goes well, Seth, that we could have Verlander back maybe for the, for the Red Sox series next week, something like that. We'll see. We'll see. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday? It's a Texans Ticket Thursday. All right, stay tuned. We're going to be giving away tickets in this hour. Not right now. We're going to be giving away tickets.
How can you be so much better than me mentally in almost every category, and then your one week,
day of the week,
days of the week?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It is weird.
So
Bob,
you need to see a neurologist.
Yeah. No, I'm good. I'm
Trust
the happiest.
Me, I know.
I'm the happiest I've ever been. If the glitch is, I don't know what day it is.
I'm not talking about your happiness. I'm talking about your denseness.
I'm worried that the neurologist will find something that'll trigger something unhappy in me. I'm good with where I'm at.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got you. I got you.
I'm good with where I'm at. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday. Bobby Slowick. Nico Collins has new friends, including Stephon Diggs. How is Nico Collins handling their leading receiver last year? How is he handling the likelihood that he may not put up 80 catches and 1,300 yards this year? Bobby Slowick talked about that yesterday. You'll hear from him coming up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.